thanks very much, Lee.
Tell us about what RecLink is all about, what they provide for those living here on the northwest coast.
Well, RecLink Australia is a national not-for-profit organisation, so we have staff members all around the country now, and our role in the community is to try and provide opportunities for people experiencing disadvantage or facing significant barriers to sports participation in the community. So working with new and unique sports as well as some mainstream sports organisations around the country and trying to provide pathways into local clubs and community groups and essentially work with our community's vulnerable and isolated groups. So people that are disadvantaged through either mental health or illness or disabilities, at-risk youth groups, homeless populations and people tackling other issues in their life that might make it difficult for them to get involved in community groups.
Hey, that's a great idea, Sam. And why should those people miss out? And it's a great way to create that pathway. And it improves a lot of health and well-being, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I think we've seen, especially over the last year or two with the pandemic coming into play, the benefits that physical exercise can have on both your physical and your mental health especially, but also the community that it can provide and the support network that comes along with being involved in a local group such as a sporting club or organisation.
Do you find that it attracted more since the COVID-19 pandemic has been with us, or do you find it's probably been roughly about the same?
I think it's affected some people in different ways. We've certainly seen a rise in mental health cases around the country since the pandemic started, and that can be understandable with people feeling more isolated or cut off from their community. And we've seen, I guess, some more people perhaps willing to get involved in new and unique sporting opportunities as a result. So activities like croquet and lawn bowls and disc golf and maybe like spike ball as well, we've seen a rise in. So things that are probably less popular or less mainstream sports but can be conducted with smaller groups in a safe, socially distanced environment, we've definitely seen a big pick up in those areas and something that people can do to stay active in a safe way.
It's nice that you've picked up on a few of those sports that, as you did term it, as non-mainstream, because we do hear it a lot, you know, soccer, hockey, football, and over the winter months, cricket and softball and so forth. So it's nice to get involved with some of those non-mainstream sports, as you could say, get real involvement in people here on the northwest coast.
Yeah, I think it's been probably one of the good things to come out of the pandemic, I suppose, is that a lot of these smaller sports have seen a large rise in participation numbers, or people have looked at alternative ways to find their recreation or their exercise, as they couldn't go to those traditional options like your football and your basketball and those sorts.
And I found that, say, disc golf, as you did mention there too, that's one of the fastest growing sports around the world. So, and I suppose over the last 12 to 18 months, a lot of people here would never have heard of disc golf, golf as we know it, but with a frisbee.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true, Lee. We've actually received some funding towards the end of last year to run some disc golf specific programs in our community on the northwest coast. We're really really happy with how it's been going, and we've managed to get to 8 schools and 4 community groups in the Burnie area and deliver specifically disc golf education programs for kids and young families in and around Burnie. So yeah, for anyone that hasn't given disc golf a try, please feel free to get in contact. I can strongly recommend it as a great option for people of all ages. It's seen its participation grow, particularly in Australia, but around the world more than double in the last 12 months as a result.
Yeah, they do have disc golf up at the View Road Reserve area from time to time, and I do keep in regular contact with Chris Lynch from the Burnie City Council about that, and he's right up with it, and it's great to see it's becoming popular. And I suppose with RecLink Australia, with your programs, there's no other programs like this in Australia, is there?
I don't think so, Lee. I think we cover a bit of a wide range of unique population groups as far as looking at disadvantaged groups as a whole rather than specialising in one particular area, for example, because we cover so many different groups of people and provide those opportunities, we tend to have good support from local and state governments, as well as people that are handing out grant opportunities or funding for specific programs like the disc golf program that we're running this year. And a special thank you to the Catholic Care Burnie and the Communities for Children Fund, as well as the Australian Government Department of Social Services for providing the funding for us to run those disc golf programs this year.
Rec Link Australia is a great program, and keep up the good work of creating that pathway to improve our health and well-being, and also education and employment outcomes to sports, and creating that life-changing opportunity. So well done to you, Sam. And what the best idea is to check out the website. I did flick through the website the other day. Reclink.org is a place to go and get in contact with you.
Absolutely. The other place you can go for specifically Northwest information is the RecLink Australia Northwest TAS Facebook page, and that will put you in direct contact with me and the programs that we have running in Burnie, Ulverston and Devonport regularly throughout the week.
And keep up to date with all the programs that you do have there. Good on you, Sam. I really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for telling us all about your RecLink Australia programs this morning on 7B Breakfast.
Thanks very much, Lee.